AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama is telling people to just do what they normally do on Thanksgiving. He got a briefing today from his national security team. The AP's Mark Smith is live at the White House.
Ed, the word straight from the Situation Room.
We know of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland.
The president says he knows Americans are worried about what the militants who plotted the Paris terror attacks might do next. And while he says vigilance is helpful, fear, he says, is not.
Americans should go about their usual Thanksgiving weekend activities, spending time with family and friends.
Obama says terrorism is a troubling reality of the age, but one that security and law enforcement professionals are equipped to prevent. Ed?
That's the AP's Mark Smith live at the White House. Sean Hall is one of the many people flying somewhere for Thanksgiving. He's at LaGuardia in New York, and he has faith in the security measures in place.
It's definitely a concern. You never know when what's going to happen, you know, when somebody's going to try something or whatever. So stay prayerful, stay safe, keep looking out, you know, watching around to see what's going on. And you trust the powers that be to protect us as best they can.
More protests are expected today in Chicago. The video of a white police officer fatally shooting a black teenager has set off emotions. City Alderman Roderick Sawyer says there are many more instances of police in Chicago taking the law into their own hands.
We know that there is more than one Laquan McDonald. While the individual facts of various cases may differ, there are many whose rights have been violated because their lives were deemed not to matter.
Crews around Spokane, Washington are trying to restore power to about 12,000 homes in time for Thanksgiving. Power has been out for about a week. A windstorm devastated the region's electrical grid. Ohio State University says a man experienced a medical emergency and died after being pulled from a campus lake. He was taking part in a traditional jump before the football game against Michigan. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis is in Africa. That's the reaction as the Pope arrived at the airport in Nairobi, Kenya. He called on the people of Kenya to work for peace and forgiveness at a time of growing extremist violence, which threatens to disrupt his trip. When asked about the threat of violence, the Pope said he's more worried about mosquitoes. A third ship is going to join the deep sea hunt for a missing Malaysia airliner. The AP's Rod McGurk reports seasons are changing.
During that winter where the winds are high and the seas are mountainous, only two ships have been maintaining the search, making very little headway. But now in the southern hemisphere, December is the start of summer, and a third ship is joining.
Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 was last seen in March of last year. The search has covered more than 27,000 square miles. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrials up about 29 points. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.